We're back in Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Paul has survived a 14-day Euryalon. He has survived his ship being broken up on a sandbar on the island of Melita. And it seems like things couldn't get any worse. But have you ever heard that phrase, out of the frying pan and into the fire? Well, let's look at verses 3 through 4. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. And when the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." Well, just when things were starting to look up, what happens? Paul is bit by this poisonous snake. It's beginning to inject its venom into Paul's hand. Well, of course, it seems a bit strange that after all he has been through, that he would now die from a snake bite. I'm going to come back to that last statement a little later. For now, let's notice when the Maltese saw that snake hanging from Paul's hand, they immediately made a couple of assumptions. First was that this must be some kind of a judgment on Paul by the gods. They said this man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live. John Stott writes, "They jumped to the conclusion that he was a murderer who, having escaped from drowning, was now being pursued and about to be poisoned by the goddess Dice, the personification of justice and revenge." In that statement that they make about justice finding him, the word justice is actually a pronoun. It actually refers to this goddess Dice. So they're not saying justice in general, but justice as a god. Well, that makes sense. Let me put it this way. The Maltese are not Jews nor Christians. So what did they base their interpretation of Paul's sudden bad luck on? Aren't they going to fall back on whatever religious views they hold? Certainly. They are thinking Dice may not have gotten him into shipwreck, but she's making sure that he pays for his sins now. Well, that's the first assumption. The second is that he would die at any moment. Now, how would they arrive at that conclusion? That's easy. They had seen it happen before. Experience told the islanders that no one who was bit by that kind of viper lived to tell the story. Just imagine them standing around waiting on Paul to turn different colors and fall over dead. So what happens? Well, let's look at verses 5 through 6. "But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead, but after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their mind and they said he was a god." Now, this is just fascinating. Let's come back to John MacArthur's statement. It seems strange that all of a sudden he would die here bitten by a tiny, teeny twig of a snake when he's just managed to be protected from 14 days of a hurricane. Well, that's so true, isn't it? He has been bitten by this venomous snake, and yet he shows no signs of being ill or dying. We'll see what happens next on Verse by Verse.